Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
In every activity, there is a science. So I'm trying to understand the science of faith. The science of faith.
Science of faith.
Yes.
What is the science of faith?
Yes.
Faith, the underlying principle of faith is this, that Saddha Sabdi Vishyas Kai Surya Krishna Bhakti Kai Desam. If I do my duty to the center, everything is done. That is faith. Jasmin Ganti Sabamidam Vijyatam Bhavati Jasmin Prapti Sabamidam Bhavati. Faith covers the whole by accepting one. Apparently accepting a part, he can cover the whole. That is peculiarity there. If I can capture one, the whole can be captured. If I love one, whole is loved. If I know one, whole is known. If anyone has got such sort of conception, then that is the seed of faith, and he approaches on that path of faith. By approaching the center, all the branches, all that sprang from him approached. Pouring water into the root, the whole tree is fed. Putting food into the stomach, whole body can be fed. Something like that. If one gets the key, he gets the almirah, the iron chest. Something like that. Such sort of faith, confidence, trust. That is Shraddha. Faith. That is faith. And he approaches in that way. Otherwise, how, being a part, I can claim the whole? Our inner necessity to have the whole. But how it is possible? But it is possible only through the heart. Once in Bombay, our Guru Maharaj gave an example to this, that a poor girl, she has got nothing. But if she is married to a prince, who has got enough, then through that tie of affection, she may think that all the properties of the prince belongs to her. Something like that. Krishna has everything under his control. We have nothing. But we, if we can establish a connection with Krishna through affection, affectionate connection we can establish with him, then we can have everything thereby through him. This is the idea. To get whole. By getting one, to get whole. By capturing the fort, we capture the country. So by capturing the controller, we capture whole that he controls. So how can one can control? Bhakti is so astounding thing, that Shraddha, bhakti, that a small can control a big. An atom can control the center. It is the speciality of devotion, saranagati, surrender. Surrender is the most wonderful thing. in the world, which makes possible for the small to control the great. The smallest to control the greatest. Only this means through love, through surrender. The smallest part, the particle, can control the whole only through faith, through surrender. He's so kind, he can to rise kindness in his heart by humility, by our incapacity. I am the most wretched, most fallen, so attraction should come to me as the most negative. I represent the most negative aspect. So the positive has got his, should have his greatest attention for this negative. So much praise is shown in, about bhakti in scripture. The bhakti can do what is impossible, can control the high to the lower. This is affection. This is devotion proper. Devotion proper is such in characteristic, that high is controllable. Suppose a general, after conquering a country, has come home, and his young child taking him by his finger and drawing, and he is going. A great powerful general, controlled by his child. A child is drawing and he is following. Why? Through affection. So affection or love or faith is a wonderful thing which can control the big for the low. So not such a wonderful thing is ever can be not only discovered but ever can be thought of. None can think also of such thing. And this is the real nature of faith or devotion or affection, what we call it. Where it is present, the big is controlled by the small. There is bhakti is present there. Bhakti is there, to be traced there. Where it is not sin, no bhakti. Bhakti means this, that big is controlled by the small. And that is, the inner thread is that of devotion, affection, surrender, and love. That is the real characteristic of bhakti. Hari, Gaur, how wonderful thing it is, and how powerful thing it is. Strange. Aham bhakta paradhino, jha satantra ibaddiya, sadhvi grasta hidayu, bhakti bhakta janapriya, Lord himself said. What I say, Durbhasa was a big yogi. What I say, Durbhasa, I am already surrendered and committed to my devotee. I have no independence of my own. I am already committed to my devotee, and I can't back out from that place. So you will have to go to that Ambarish. And your appeal to me, it is futile, useless. Won't work anything. Won't fetch anything for you. I am already committed there to my devotee. You will have to go back to my devotee and to beg forgiveness there. He says, Nara. And this is not a hyperbolic, this is wholesome truth. Not a mere show or poetry. It is truth, 100%. aham bhakta paradhino jhasatantri vaddiya adhavikastaridayu bhakti bhakta janatvaya. This is my nature. My very nature is such, Durvasa. I am committed to thee, to my devotee. I have no independence. Ego. And this is my voluntary contribution or acceptance or commitment. This commitment is voluntary. So, though I am the Absolute, still my voluntary commitment is such, my nature. What to do? That is bhakti. That is bhakti. Now, Guru, so we are out to find out the most secret wealth. The world has ever conceived secret power, or whatever you see, which can control the smallest can control the highest, the greatest. That sort of learning or tact or whatever you may say, it is possible. Mahaprabhu came with that thing, that most valuable thing. What do? You make yourself busy for nothing, or busy for radishes? Try to acquire this, this most valuable thread. This is what they stand at the witch or king. We stand for that. Magic stand, magical stand or something, whatever touches, produces something.
Magical
wand. Magical wand or something. Try to find out that this magical wand. Nothing so valuable ever discovered in the world. Take to this subtlest power, by which the smallest can control the highest, the greatest. This is love. This is love. This is faith. This is affection. This is sorrow. So cultivate, give up everything and cultivate about this. Search for this. Search for Krishna. Search for love, search for devotion. Die to live. This is self-determination to the highest degree. Self-determination, self-realization to the highest degree is to acquire such position. By humility we may be master. Trinada Vishnu, Taruda Vishnu. And we will be able to conquer the whole by that sort of qualification. And not by jumping and capturing and carrying and looting and fighting, not that. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Nidai Gaurhari Go.
Maharaj?
Yes?
In the life of Vilva Mangal Thakur, he had devotion to Krishna, yet attachment. At what point in his life did he leave that attachment? Did that grace of Krishna come down? What was that single point?
He was relieved when he was in the process of acquiring. When acquired, then he challenged Krishna. You are slipping your hand from my hand, but I challenge you to go from my heart. if you can do it. That was the final stage. But what we call, that is in the stage of sadhana, in the way of realization, not realized stage. The sleep came.
Was it that he poked out his eyes?
Huh?
His poking out his eyes, is that what brought the grace of Krishna down to him?
He was, at that time, he had not attained Siddhi. Before attending the stage of Siddhi, with the way of sadhana, and in the course of realization, and the sunfall he had there. But after he has attained the position of a Siddha, Sarva Siddha, even from Sarva Siddhi there is a chance of fall is there. But after Vastu Siddhi, no fall is possible. But very rarely, from Sarva Siddhi stage also one may fall. But even when he has rest in Vastu Siddhi, acquired such place, no fall is possible any longer.
So is it by the power of his sadhana or the sacrifice of his vision that the grace came down?
The sacrifice of the vision, in that character it is shown that he has not finished, he has not attained finally. He is on the path of attainment. And when, as long as one is in the path of attainment, he may fall, but very rarely. And anyone may fall. Sleep is possible when climbing, but when already climbed in a particular level, then no possibility of any fall. From the beginning, Vidhumangal is not accepted as Siddha. He was going to the prostitute regularly and so intensely he was addicted to that, all these things. Then gradually he got that intimation, leaving everything to go to Krishna. First he went to the Mayavadi Sannyasi, leaving this life of a devotee, went to a Mayavadi Sannyasi. But anyhow he was not satisfied, he got his dream about Krishna, his grace. Krishna's grace, special grace he received, and then he left Mayavadi and went towards Vrindavan. And when going to Vrindavan, then also some break in his journey. That is, he was captured by the beauty of a lady in perhaps near Maharashtra or so. It's coming from that, or Madhya Pradesh. Then, when the gentleman sent the lady for his service at night, in the meantime his conscience came back and he begged for two pins and he took them and he asked his eyes and he gave everything with Dandavat, went towards Vrindavan, finished. It does not mean that when one has begun his yajna, the yajna will be safe and finished in one stride. May have some check according to his previous karma. Some sort of obstacles may come in the way, naturally. And after passing through the sadhana stage, when he climbs up to the Bhava Bhakti, and then he is safe more. To begin is not to finish. There is a process between the two. to begin and to finish. That is a interval. Ha ha ha, go away.
What is the significance of Mahaprabhu saving Gopinath Panayaka from the Changa?
Gopinath?
Panayaka.
Huh?
Ramananda Roy's brother.
Ramananda's brother?
Yes.
Gopinath?
Yes. Panayaka?
Huh?
I think Gopinath Panayaka, the son of Bhavananda Roy.
Yes, that's right. Gopinath, no? And Gopinath, what? Your last wife?
The last name, I'm not too sure. I think it is Panayaka.
Panayaka?
Huh?
Panayaka.
What's the spelling?
I don't know, Guru Maharaj.
So, Thanayaka, I can't follow that pronunciation of the word. Thanayaka, what is this?
P.
Huh?
It begins with P.
As in Pan.
Huh?
P as in Pan. Beto and Pan. Pan. Anyway, it's a name.
Huh? What is the meaning?
It's a name, Guru Maharaj. It's last name.
Name?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's just his name.
A Gopinath Patanayak. Baba Ramananda, they are all Patanayak, they are a caste family.
I see.
Baninath was the youngest brother who used to serve Mahaprabhu. And the Gopinath, he was a money collector under Pratap Rudra.
Mm.
And he collected more money but did not give it to the royal treasury. So he had a loan, and the king's son, king's eldest son, he wanted to get back all those money by making some arrangement of his punishment, showing him the fear of capital punishment. He took him on some platform, and from there so many swords were arranged in the lower position, and he would be pushed to fall on that so many swords, and he will be cut into pieces, and that sort of capital punishment was arranged by the crown prince of Pratap Rudra. And so many persons ran to Mahaprabhu. The Ramananda's brother, Ramananda is a great devotee, and his brother is in such danger. The crown prince is imparting capital punishment to him. He will be thrown over the swords, and he will be cut to pieces. If you interrupt him kindly, then that man may be saved. Mahaprabhu told, what is this? It is all worldly affairs. What connection I have got to do in this matter. He has looted the cash of the king, and the king is imparting punishment, and it is not my jurisdiction to go and ask the king, give me so many lakhs of rupees to a beggar. And I am worth one paise. I am a Brahmin, poor sannyasi. Society has allowed me to beg for my belly. and not for lakhs of rupees I shall beg from him, and he will give, why he will give me? And I want to stay with you, I shall go to Alamanath. I can't tolerate all these things. Then anyhow, that went to Parabrahma to the king, that Mahaprabhu is leaving Puri, going to Alamanath. Why he is going so, doing so? Now this is the matter. Don't know why I want the money and not the man to be paid. I want the money. Why should he do this? So send some information to the crown prince that he should be, his capital punishment should be topped. I want money. And then the whole thing was otherwise. This is the story of Gopinath Pattanayak. Then when Pratapruddha, he excused him, the king excused him, and also and the money was also, the loan was also excused. And he was also given some reward, that your previous service satisfied me very much. I do not care for only these 2 lakhs of rupees. You go and I am giving you a more higher important engagement in my kingdom. Then that Gopinath and Bhavananda, the whole family, came to Mahaprabhu with show their thankfulness to Mahaprabhu. It is whether you told or not, but because you went to leave Puri and went to go to Alamnath, this Pratapruddha king could not tolerate. And he intervened into the matter, and now we have been very much glorified. Instead of being killed, we have glorified, and you are only the cause. They all came and fell flat under the feet of Mahaprabhu. That is the story. And what do you say, the Gopinath Pattanayak, what did he do? I don't understand the word. What do you say? Gopinath Pattanayak, his name?
Yes, just his name.
He is this brother of Ramananda Rai. Now, what do you want to ask about him? Fail to understand.
What is the... I just wanted to know the spiritual significance of that story.
Spiritual significance, it may be that if anyone is connected in the service of the Lord, then in his connection many may get that holy connection. Many things may be got. Ramananda was favorite to Mahaprabhu. Though apparently Mahaprabhu did not want to participate into this matter, worldly matter, but still it was done, slight connection of Mahaprabhu. But this attainment is not very laudable. The what Gopinath got, that is not very laudable. Not only Gopinath, but his family was also treated that way. Mahaprabhu asked, what is Vaninath doing, who was an attendant to Mahaprabhu? What he is doing? Well, Vaninath is taking the name of the Lord. And number is finished and he is putting cutting one line in his body and taking the name, waiting the death next moment. Vaninath, who was a devotee, who was a constant attendant of Mahaprabhu, this youngest brother, he, on the apprehension of his immediate death, he is taking Krishna Nam without caring for the future or any result, whatever may come. He has not come to Mahaprabhu, please save me. I am your whole-time servant. I am only in connection of my brother, for his fault I am taken prisoner, and I am also being dealt with capital punishment, save me. No. But whatever the will of Krishna, it may take place, he is taking the name of Krishna before the immediate possible death. His Mahaprabhu expressed satisfaction for his characteristics. Yes, Vaninath is a real devotee, without caring of any future adversity. He is taking the name of Krishna. Taking the name of Krishna. That should be the attitude of a pure devotee. Whatever circumstance he faces, he then does not care for that. He will take more intensely in the service of Krishna, the name of Krishna. Engage himself more intensely in the face of any danger. His own shark, he will face bravely any circumstances and will take the name of the Lord. That should be our idea. And there was one instance in this Pakistan affair, when there was few years, 71 or so, in the Pakistan two sides, East Pakistan, West Pakistan, there was a war, and this East Pakistan became independent in that war. There was one devotee of Bhaktivinoda Thakur living in the East Pakistan, and the West Pakistanis, they thought that Hindus are at the bottom of this revolt, so they were killing Hindus right and left. So one devotee of Bhaktivinoda Thakur named Kumud Babu, he was there. And one soldier came, here is a Bengali sadhu, I want to kill him, and asked him to come out. He came, what do you say? I shall shoot you. Oh, wait a little, my friend, I am coming. So went to the room and took this Harinam Malika, and with his Harinam Malika in hand counting, he sat on the chair and asked, now you shoot me. Anyhow, that soldier, he could not do so. No, you cannot have any political impetus. So, I don't like to kill you. He went back. He came with the Malika in hand and sitting on the chair. Then, now you may shoot me. And began counting. And that soldier, that murderer, he went back. No. We have no apprehension or any fear from you. He was really a spiritual man. No apprehension of any political conspiracy. From a man like you, I don't like to kill you. I'm going to die. His name was Kumud Babu. He was a devotee, a disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare Krishna. He's 71 or so, perhaps. Hare Krishna Gaur. Nirai Gaur Hari So Gaur.
Guru Maharaj, in the story of Gajendra, he prayed for protection from the Lord. Gajendra prayed for protection. So is that not as high?
But not always. It is sometimes, as he is inspired by the Lord, he does so. In the case of pure devotee, as sort of inspiration he receives from higher, he does that way. You may think that if by appearing a little I can live long, I shall be able to serve my Lord. So what is bad there? I am innocent, why have you come to kill me? He may say, and his life may be saved. He may do that. He may do that, no harm. This human life is valuable, and I am really not partaking in the politics. And he appeals, oh, why do you kill me, my friend? I am not a party to any political campaign. I am going on with my religious life. Please give me up. That is not that sort of appeal or expression of any desire. But that is not to be blamed. Because the human life is valuable. If I live, I can. So a disease has come. We take the medicine. We call for the doctors. Why? Because this chance I have got in human body to do some service to my Lord. Why I should go to give up this life if possibility of continuing is there? So we take the medicine, we call for the doctor to continue this life. Because this valuable life may fetch some valuable property for me. And the next life, uncertain. I don't know where I shall be born. So that is not bad. What will underlie the prayer, that will determine good or bad. For the service, one can do anything and everything for the service. For Krishna and the Kashna, for the service of Krishna and his devotees, to pray for that is no prayer for selfish purpose. Rather, Sanatana Goswami was very eager to give his body up under the wheel of the Jagannath chariot. Mahaprabhu depreciated that. What is your body given to me already, surrendered to me, and I want to utilize your body in a very important way, and you want to give up your body by committing almost suicide under the wheel of the chariot of Jagannath. What does it? This sort of body giving is not a very highly valuable devotion. If it would be so, I can die in a moment, crores of times. What is the value of this body? This is only a cage of flesh and blood. Only by giving this body we can capture Krishna. It is foolish. What value this body has got? Only as long as we think that this is very important, we have got this body consciousness. Only service of Krishna, that is be the object of our eternal aspiration. Service of Krishna. Whatever necessary, If to die for Krishna is necessary, his service, I shall die. If to live for his satisfaction is necessary, I shall live. It will be determined by the serving attitude. And that must be sincere, not a diplomatic thought. Death, to accept death, that is physical curse, that is not a very laudable thing. To face death, there are so many animals, they fight together until one dies, they continue fight. Physical courage is there, do not fly away. Until one is dead, they both fight. These cocks, the bulls, there are so many. If any fighting begins, then as long as one is not dead, the fight won't be over. Physical courage, that is not very laudable thing, but only to utilize everything for the service of Krishna, that tendency is the most valuable. To die for him, to live for him, whatever is necessary, we shall be prepared for that. That is valuable.
Ask a question about grihastha life. If one partner,
grihastha life of two sections. One, because one cannot live a life of celibacy, he cannot but have to get a household's life. Another, the Paramahamsa, they are master of their senses, but still, by the will of God, they come here and live as a grihastha. In Mahaprabhu's time, in Krishna's time, we find so many grihastha, and child are also coming from them, but still, they are supposed to be the situated in the highest position, above this lust, anger, all these things. Paramahamsa, above any calculation of any devotion that is established there. Their grihastha life should not be neglected as they are unable to control their senses. Not that. There is a possibility of a life when husband, wife living and child also coming, still they are 100% above sensual pleasure, sensual prey. It is possible. And at the same time, one, when in the way of realization, path of realization, cannot control his senses, he will have to take some help in a very gentle way to go on the path of devotion ahead. That is also. So two classes of household life we see.